Yeah, it's a little tougher this time of year. There were like tornado warnings.
But the mock draft Saturday, we only have 3 more weeks of it, all right? 3 more weeks of it. When the draft is done, we will no
Unless
longer
we do
have
that day after one where Todd McShay does his
2026
mock.
Mm-hmm. All right, Drew. This means you found another one.
Well, speaking of anonymous coaches, okay. Bruce Feldman, right. Who mainly covers college football for Fox, or for The Athletic, sorry, used to be Fox, spoke to multiple college coaches on his mock draft. It's just a one-rounder, but this is a new name for the Kansas City Chiefs at 31. They're not trading back. I promise it's not to the Raiders, of course. It's not Luther Burden, though. It is a defensive lineman, edge rusher Shamar Stewart, from Texas A&M. He got a lot of coaches' opinions on every single pick across the nation in terms of what they saw. He's a guy that maybe has more high upside than what you saw on-field production-wise. He said in his description, Stewart has elite traits and has been quite disruptive at times, but whether it eventually translates into big plays is one of the biggest questions of the draft. So it's like if he was more productive in college, I think he'd go way higher, but he wasn't as productive as maybe what his traits and what his physical size essentially would maybe convey. It is interesting. There was one coach, there was SEC tight ends coach of all things that said he's not as good as the Georgia guys, but he has so much upside. He's long, can run, will definitely flash. I think he's more talented than Tyree Wilson, a guy that the Raiders took a few years ago, but not necessarily high-end enough production to take him in the top 10 or top 15.
His comp is Roy Robertson Harris.
Who?
I don't know who that is.
I recognize the name, actually.
Where does he pull these names
Did he play at Denver for a while? I might be dead wrong. I'm just taking guesses at players now.
Roy Robertson
comps.
Harris. He's a Jag in this photo.
Robertson Harris, I think, brings a bill.
Just another guy, or like actually a Jaguar? Or is he just another dude in the world?
He was a Jaguar last year.
Okay.
He actually played 8 years in league. I swear to God, I've never heard of this guy. That's crazy. He's played for Chicago, Jacksonville, and he actually finished up last year. He started with Jacksonville and was with Seattle at the end.
So that's the comp.
8-year pro, though.
The strengths, we always go to NFL Network to see if there's any interesting phrases around the draft profile. Here you go. Has bend to turn and flat the edge and hunt the passer. Exceptional chase speed. First step burst. Good bend to create danger in the gaps.
To give you some stats from college, three seasons at Texas A&M, you're probably not going to like this too much. 4.5 sacks and 11 tackles for loss in three seasons. Not great,
not
again,
productive.
On-field production. But, I mean, he ran a 4.640. Of course, it doesn't matter necessarily with a defensive lineman. He's got 34 and an eighth inch arms, so longer than some of the offensive tackles for this draft. Like, he's got the traits to be really good. It's just that you don't see it when you look at the tape necessarily, especially compared to other edge rushers.
Is this the first round guy, really? Like, I'm reading, like, it says, in desperate need of some go-to moves to kickstart his rush. Is this a guy, is a first round guy?
There's a number of people, there's a number of mocks that have him in the first round because of the upside, Cody.
What was his RAS score, you know?
I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
What was Shamar Stewart's RAS score? I like good athletes. Also, the Chiefs do. Like, if we're, like, in a joke a little bit, the Chiefs actually really like just drafting pure athletes, especially on the defensive line, and they're like, we'll teach him how to play. Good. Shamar Stewart at defensive end scored a 9.99 out of a possible 10 on the RAS.
Super athletic.
He ranked third out of a possible 1,802 defensive ends from 1987 to 2025. So, literally, can't be a better athlete at defensive end, Gold. There are two people who have somehow managed to score higher than him. I guess they were perfect tens.
Yeah.
Because he was a 9.99. Weight is legitimately the only thing he apparently is low in the score.
Yeah, I mean, Next Gen Stats has him as the fourth most athletic edge rusher available in this year's draft.
If you are curious at where the rest of the division goes, 22, Chargers take Colston Loveland, tight end out of Michigan.
They saw Brock Bowers do some wonders against the Chiefs, and they thought, let's get in on the game. Okay.
Denver Broncos taking Matthew Golden, a guy who had a ridiculously good college football playoff for Texas at 20. And then if you go to the Raiders, they also trade up into the first round, the end of the first round with the Eagles. They take Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver from Ohio State. But at 6, they take Jalen Walker, edge rusher out of Georgia. So they get somebody paired up with Max Crosby, also get a wide receiver on the back end to help out
Geno Smith
in their situation.
I'm
there.
Usually anti-safety in the first round. I'm starting to talk myself into Eamon Worry if for some reason he fell.
I mean, he's a 10
such
out
a
of
dangerous
10 in the
game.
RAS score.
Now they're just like freak athlete, and they don't have any safeties the way they don't draft safeties the way some teams draft safeties, where like the tweener players have become again popular again in the NFL. I don't know. Like, it seems like he could just kind of play everywhere. I'm not fully bought in. I'm just saying, like, I'm starting.
If you want to put him in the slot, put him in the slot. You want him outside, you can do outside linebacker. You know,
he's also just huge. They could use, they love a big bodied defensive back. 227, 6'3. That's a big man.
If you're not, if you don't feel good about an offensive or a defensive lineman in that spot, you might just take him because he might be the best player available for you if he's.
Is he going to go in like the 15s or 20s, though? I have no, I, this, every year in the draft, I get confused by. There's these players, the 15 to 30 range, and this is evident in people's mock drafts. I can't tell if a guy like Luther Burden, I can't tell if he's going 17th or 41. I don't know. And with like Eamon Worry, I've seen him as high as like 15, and I've seen him at the end of the first round or the beginning of the second round for the Chiefs. I was just like, okay.
There was one of the things that was brought up around Luther Burden of, not that he didn't try, but he didn't finish plays out. To the liking, like, and I don't know if that was. I got Drew Pine as my quarterback, and I not getting thrown
the ball.
I got
Drew Pine, and I'm mailing it in.
I'll be totally honest. Like, I think that might be some of it, but I think that was some of the conversation around him. Is he like he's got the traits, but they point to last year as to why they shouldn't take him early on. But again, you have to look at the quarterback situation. I think when you're looking at a guy like Luther Burden,
someone said one of the two people who finished higher in the RAS score was probably Troy Geary.
The gear.
Probably the number one RAS Corps defensive end from 1987 to 2025, you know?
Jeez. The gear.
If we're looking at...
I wonder if he'll be in Green Bay for the draft.
If we're looking at the 80s, what do you think the...
Should be afraid to fly, you know?
What do you think a 10 or a 9.99 RAS Corps would have been in the 80s? Like a 5.240?
Yeah, probably.
That's also probably true.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, you're beating anybody from the 80s. Yeah. The only people they say from 85, but you're not competing against anybody from that era.
Oh, yeah.
Athletes change.
This guy looked great against this offensive lineman who was 245 pounds. Well, no kidding.
slightly different times, man. Slightly different times.